To get a good look at the buildings while respecting the sisters' privacy, we suggest you remain on the sidewalk on the south side of Avenue des Pins. When it was founded at La Flèche, France, in 1636 by Jérôme Leroyer de la Dauversière, the Congregation of the Religious Hospitallers of Saint Joseph formed a community with simple vows. That is to say, the nuns took their vows once a year and lived communally without the strict rule of monastic life. It was in 1671, following the orders of the church, that the Hospitallers became cloistered. Thereafter, they had to make solemn vows and take the black veil. They then added the rule of St. Augustine to their constitution. The new Hôtel Dieu, built in 1861, reflected the cloistered nursing life of the nuns. It was in this part of the building, the western branch of the E, that they lived. This allowed them to take care of their patients in the hospital without ever having to go outside the convent walls. Over the years, the number of sisters increased and the convent had to be expanded at the back in 1932 to respond to the needs of the community. The building was expanded again in 1950, this time at the front, where there was an administrative reorganization of the congregation. The building then became the Mother House. If you wish to learn more about Victor Bourgeot, architect of the convent complex, please select stop number 5. To continue your visit with a brief description of the gardens, please select stop number 6.